Chapter 21, Invasion of the Overcomers. At the peak of the fury of the Battle of Armageddon, the warriors will be suddenly awestruck at the most dramatic sight Earthlings have ever seen. They will stare skyward at the sight, which will render the most bizarre science fiction ever written dull and pale. Listen to the Apostle John's description of it. "And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords." Revelation chapter 19, verse 11 through 14 and 16. This spine-tingling invasion from outer space will be made up a colossal army of the redeemed, spiritual good guys who back up their commander, Jesus Christ. Baseball great Leo Durocher coined the slogan, "Good guys finish last." But as this big army invades Earth, it will forever disprove Leo's catchy nonsense about the good guys. The world has portrayed believers as flakes and losers for too long. Jesus and his returning saints will be living proof that in the end, Christians are big, big winners. This world will never truly be compatible with the believer until it is seized by these heavenly forces and made habitable for the righteous. This place can't really be our home until Jesus fumigates it of sin. God issued a basic command, ordering humankind to subdue and replenish the earth. Adam was ordered to take dominion, but even before the millennium, God still expects us to be stewards of Earth's physical resources, as well as our spiritual treasures. This has never changed, even though Satan is still prince of this world. We have been commissioned to occupy until Jesus returns. We should be spiritual occupiers and commandos. It isn't enough for us to receive God's gift of salvation and then just relax or hide out until Jesus returns. After salvation, he expects us to learn his principles of spiritual warfare and then apply them. We are being trained in this life to exercise stewardship over all God provides for us, possessions, time, and talents. See Luke chapter 16. And he expects believers to develop a can-do spiritual posture. The believer should be a warrior on the attack, constantly taking new ground. The Lord watches and tests us in this life, which he shared in a revealing parable about a certain nobleman who went away to receive a kingdom in Luke chapter 19, verse 12 through 27. Each of the servants was entrusted with 1 pound and told, "Occupy till I come," Luke chapter 19, verse 13. The pound represents the time, money, talents, and spiritual opportunities each believer encounters during this lifetime. When the nobleman returned, each of the servants, representing us, was called before him. The first servant said, "Lord, your pound has gained 10 pounds. The master said, "Well done, good servant. Because you have been faithful in a very little, I give you authority over 10 cities. Another servant gained 5 pounds and was rewarded with authority over 5 cities. But one servant foolishly hid his pound. He was like the Christian who receives salvation and then just sits on his spiritual potential. The master was anything but pleased and ordered the unused pound to be seized and given to the servant who had been so aggressive and profitable with the master's provision. It seems clear from Jesus' parable that our spiritual performance in this life determines our reigning position during the kingdom age. He wants us to do whatever we can for the kingdom with whatever we have. Excellent positions available. There will be high management openings for can-do Christians during millennial civilization. Jesus is now quietly recruiting those demonstrating capability as overcomers. He needs saints who develop success patterns in this present, real-life testing ground through their application of his spiritual principles. The Lord has published his spiritual principles in a valuable how-to manual. It's called the Bible. By practicing its spiritual formulas, we can be converted from chronic losers into consistent winners. That ye would walk worthy of God, who hath called you unto his kingdom and glory. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 12. Many leaders will be needed to reign over cities, regions, nations, territories, and special millennial projects. Even if we don't realize it, we are now training for these kingdom age assignments. Let a man so account of us as stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1 through 2. And don't be surprised when we find some little-known Christians reigning in positions of great honor and scope during the kingdom age. We may remember some as little people who humbly labored for the Lord in low-profile positions he assigned them. But God marks those who learn to properly wield the weapons of spiritual victory. The Bible says, "The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds." 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4. We are in mortal combat with unseen forces, and the stakes in this battle are eternal. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. To fully prepare for our role in Jesus Christ's invading army, we must work to develop our skills with the spiritual weapons and armor described in Ephesians 6. Jesus paid a price so that we who believe might be mighty warriors in him. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. To be sure, leadership in this battle is a matter of choice. We can run and hide, or we can do our part. Neither heavenly crowns nor millennial positions will be given to the fearful and unbelieving. God designed us to wield such power so that the gates of hell would not prevail against us. See Matthew chapter 16, verse 18. We are being groomed to assume leadership roles in his universe by learning spiritual disciplines. Olympic champions must not only have talent, they must exercise great daily discipline in order to become winners. Those who are slack in their daily discipline will not win any prizes, but the prizes for disciplined believers are dazzling. In Revelation, God showcases a display of those glittering spiritual trophies soon to be awarded to Christians who let the Holy Spirit develop them into overcomers. Here is a partial array of God's prizes for the overcomer. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Revelation chapter 2, verse 7. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna. Revelation chapter 2, verse 17. And to he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations, and I will give him the morning star. Revelation chapter 2, verse 26, 28. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. Revelation chapter 3, verse 5. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God. Revelation chapter 3, verse 12. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame, and am set down with my Father in his throne. Revelation chapter 3, verse 21. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Revelation chapter 21, verse 7. Will you be an overcomer? God is now training his children for victory under the tutelage of the Holy Spirit. For us to develop overcoming skills, we must develop spiritual understanding and maintain great discipline. It also takes consistent practice in real-life situations, every day. But as the previous scriptures illustrate, the rewards will be beyond our imagination.